years later, I was in Saskatoon, and Agonitha Dick is an artist from Winnipeg. She was having a show at the Mendel Art Gallery. It was her wedding dress show. And her work is based with bees, and she calls it collaborating with the bees. And she does beautiful work. And they asked me to do a performance inspired by her work. And so I worked with a group of performers, and we created a piece called Cleaning the Hive. And so I studied a lot about kind of bee lore. And one of the traditions that I was really intrigued with was this idea of telling the bees. And in some parts of England and Europe, bees are considered the messengers to the spirits. And so if there was a marriage, a birth, or a death, it was really important that someone went and told the honeybees, and they would pass the message onto the spirit world. And it was really important in terms of death and funerals. And they would actually, like, drape the hives in black cloth and put part of the funeral foods on the hive as an offering.
Interesting.
And so I think it's really a beautiful tradition because it really, you could tell it was this juncture of pagan and Christian. And so I love that it was all kind of getting mixed up together, you know. And, of course, honeybees are European in origin, so they've been there a long, long, long time. And so I decided to develop a persona, Madame Bee Speaker. And what I do is I go to community events and I ask people to make messages for the bees. And so it can be, you know, talking about a birth, a death, or a marriage, or it can just be thanking the bees for what they gave us. And I really liked doing it with children because, first of all, they kind of had the suspension of disbelief. You know, at first they'd look at me like I was, they didn't understand. And then, you know, they'd think about it and they'd say, okay, you know, I'll write a message for the bees. And it's been very moving because sometimes children will say things that they don't even say to their parents. Like they'll talk about a death of a grandparent or, you know, their fears about moving to a new school or something like that. And it's just a way of them, you know, communicating. That's just an alternative. And I think it is, there's something magic about bees.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's something magic about honey and bees. And I think that as humans, we're attracted to that sense of magic and kind of a spiritual awareness of nature. And in fact, when I did a lot of research, in many cultures, not only bees, but all the pollinators are considered messengers of some kind. Hummingbirds, bats, they're revered as messengers of some kind. And their power was acknowledged. And so that's something that I really passionately believe in, is that we need to acknowledge the importance of pollinators in our ecosystem and in our lives.